Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. John Stanton back on the show. John is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top customer care experts on the planet and probably the galaxy. He's written all the important books on the topic, Winning Marketing Strategies, Delight Me, the Ten Commandments of Customer Service, on and on. So many books he and his co-authors have written over the years, and he's a global expert in this area too. And along the way, he's learned a few other things, and we're going to talk about one of those other things today, I think. John Stanton, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's always always good to be talking to you.
Are you professor emeritus now at the university? Have you retired?
Nope, not yet.
Good.
You know, I had some medical work done that I had to stay in the house for, you know, like about 3 months, and I was going out of my mind, and I made the decision I'm going to go with my boots on.
I'm with you. No, I've already informed everybody I'm going out feet first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, good for you. But, well, I'm glad you're here, you know, and I'm glad you're we're both vertical and under our own steam. I know one of the things that's on your mind today is some of the generational issues that we've got today in the marketplace. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, everyone's talking about how millennials and this Gen Z is affecting sales and how they're buying stuff, et cetera. But one of the things that people are ignoring a little bit is millennials and Gen Z as employees.
Uh-huh.
And we've done a little bit of research on this, and we found that what we may think as older people are what everyone wants in their job and seeking in their job is not necessarily what these millennials and young people want.
You know, when the baby boomers came along, we thought we were a lot different from our parents, but the truth is, we weren't really that much different. But Gen Y and Gen Z are radically different than their parents, and they really are. They have a different worldview, and it's because of the digital age. I mean, the way the things they came up with. I mean, when you and I started work, we had the same tools as our parents, a pencil or a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. I mean, it was the same stuff, right? When these kids started to work, it was something on a screen. And so, I mean, their worldview is informed by a new world. And so, therefore, they are going to be a lot different, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, some of these things, just as you said, it's how they're raised. Let me give you some examples. One of the things that the millennials, et cetera, want is they're very comfortable with diversity. They look to work in a diverse environment. They expect to see people other than them in their companies. But what happens? We still recruit them the same way. And they're smart. For example, they say, does your company have diversity in its employment? And the person, of course, says, oh, yes, yes, yes. And it's a single old white man interviewing them. And they're saying, we want to see it. We want to see this. And so what a lot of people have been advocating is not just having the one person do the interview, but have a committee and make sure that group, three or four people, have some level of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing, Jim, which I think is really interesting, and I think it's the result of everybody on the team getting a trophy, you know, the performance trophy. And what the people are asking for is more acknowledgement for their work. A friend of mine, someone came up, a young guy, and said, you know, I've been working hard, and I'm not really getting any acknowledgement. And he said, I thought we did that every 2 weeks. But it wasn't enough.
No, you're right. You're right. And you know, you and I came up in our generation, you know, you did your job. And you know, you might get a pat in the back every so often, but you didn't really expect it. But you're right. They do expect more feedback, more encouragement, more support than the other generations.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and talk to John Stanton and talk about, and of course, there are a whole lot of really important reasons to have millennials and Gen Z working for you, and we'll talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.